You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. There's something new at the Rhode Island School of Design in Providence, and it opens today. Visitors to the RISD Museum have been unable to use its Benefit Street entrance since mid-April, but that entrance now has been reopened as RISD unveils what it's been working on these past few months, its first cafe called Cafe Pearl. After one of the museum's most dedicated and long-serving docents, Pearl Nathan. Museum Director John Smith says Pearl has been an inspiration to the RISD Museum for years.
Pearl Nathan is an extraordinary woman, centenarian, who has been involved with the museum as a volunteer, as a docent, as a friend, as a supporter for at least 70 years. Pearl has meant so much to so many of us at the museum.
So she is now, I understand, 102.
Yes. Soon to be 103, I think, and is at nearly everything that the museum does on a deep and very committed basis.
Pearl Nathan lives in East Providence, and I had the good fortune to visit her recently at her home, just minutes from the RISD Museum. I found an alert and stylish woman, appreciative but slightly bemused by her new cafe fame.
Well, why not, you know? On the other hand, it wasn't something that I anticipated. My emphasis was on my art collection and not on the food in the cafe.
Do you remember how you got involved with the Rhode Island School of Design?
Oh, yes, of course.
Could you tell us a bit about that?
I'd graduated college with an art history and grew up in New York and loved art. So when I came here, I met someone who was volunteering at the museum. Through her, I got involved in touring with the children.
So you did a lot of work with the children who came to the museum?
Yeah, well, yes. At that time, they had a wonderful woman, Betts Woodhouse, who was curator of education. And she was in charge of the whole thing, and she knew everything. I learned a lot. It grew because that whole concept of having volunteers was coming into museums. People were really just beginning to get excited about art in schools, too. Oddly enough, the director of the museum was a man by the name of John Maxson. John was actually responsible for opening the museum to the public, and he hated having children there.
What? Why was that?
Well, he probably hated having children. I don't know. It's a nuisance, but we did it.
Did you enjoy the children?
Oh, yes, yes, the early little ones that you could just sort of control, and they were the things that were interesting to them.
Do you have an art collection?
Yes, I have had. The first one we really collected was Katie Kollowitz, who is the finest graphic artist of all time.
Do you have a favorite artist?
You won't believe it. You know who I adore? Francis Bacon.
One of my favorites, too.
Really?
Actually, yes.
Oh, gee.
I don't know why.
Is it but really? Well, you're an expressionist.
I guess so. You're planning to go to the cafe when it opens?
Oh, yes. It'd be nice. You know, like a gathering place now. It'll be for art lovers, really.
Well, I will see you there.
Very good. I'd be delighted.
And thank you for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thank you for asking me.
Cafe Pearl opens today on Benefit Street at the RISD Museum. Museum Director Smith says you don't have to be a museum visitor to enjoy the cafe. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.